I think there's no secret that they had won 8 straight going in, and 9, they're a very well-oiled machine. And in and around the midfield, I think, was where it was won and lost. I think they kicked half a dozen goals from the centre bounces, got on top through the midfield. So full credit to them. They're well polished there.
What positives did you take out of the night?
Well, we got a few inside 50s. We didn't get blown away on inside 50s, but our efficiency going forward was a concern. We thought there were some little sprouts of growth. Cripps' second half, Byrne showed some signs again. He's a developing player. Sumner laid some good tackles as a forward. So I think they're little sprouts and little moments. But we'll go away and analyse that game really, really strongly. Like we did early in the season when we lost games, and learn from it. We've said it's going to be a journey with ups and downs. We've had a few little ups, and here's another little twist and turn, and we've got to learn from it and grow from it.
Is a loss against the benchmark team, currently at least, perhaps more instructive than some of the wins you've had over the past month?
Yeah, we analyse both wins and losses very similar. There's no doubt about that. But when you're looking at a team that hasn't lost a game, there always is good learnings, because it gives opportunity for your players to say, well, this is where we need to get to. So we'll definitely take that from it. Goldstein was outstanding.
I was going to say, Daniel Gorringe's first game for the club, a bit of a baptism of fire coming against Todd Goldstein.
Yeah, it's a big challenge, isn't it? Your first game at a new club and you come up against the number one ruckman. So, yeah, Goldstein was, you know, he was sensational, wasn't he?
Did you expect, was it a tiny little bit below par in terms of what you expected from them tonight? Like, result notwithstanding, in terms of like the margin or anything like that, or is that just sort of the gap between you guys at the top at the moment?
You've got to give credit to North. Their pressure was, was at a really high level. But also there were some parts of our game where we need to be better. There was too many free kicks, and in and around congestion we got beaten. So we'll challenge some parts of that play that we need to improve on. But I can't take away from North. Credit where credit's due.
You mentioned Liam Sumner, Brennan. He's someone who had his injury problems at GWS. I imagine that there was a bit more continuity and getting a little bit more miles in the legs, both in training and enduring games. There's a bit more upside with him, but certainly very encouraging.
Yeah, we think that is one of the areas of growth we've got. Some of our guys are in their early 20s, and Sumner's one of those. He's had a really injury-interrupted career to this year, and when he gets a full pre-season under his belt, because he didn't even get that this year with us, we think there's a lot more upside, yeah.
A lot's obviously been made of the tall armoury North have got down in the forward line, but they didn't really seem to get a hold of you, at least with the tall blokes tonight. That must have, I imagine, a relatively pleasing.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Sometimes what you think will get hold of you doesn't, and something else bobs up. But they had multiple goal kickers, and we battled manfully. We acknowledge, and I think everyone understands, we were undersized. Up forward, and we never had Casbolt, Cruiser, Phillips, but we don't make excuses for that, because you've got to find a way and you find out a bit about your team and find out about your depth. But yeah, they've got multiple targets, so it's exciting for North.
What's your thoughts on Sammy Doherty's progression as a footballer to this point?
Yeah, again, he's another one. The one thing about Doherty that we need to acknowledge is not only the way in which he's playing, the way he's leading around the club. He's, he played 50-something games thereabouts, and he's investing in others as much as himself. So we're pleased around that. And he was elected into our leadership group because people noticed it and acknowledged that. So he's growing as a footballer and as a leader. So that's a little sprout. We've got to be more consistent in games, and it's part of this journey. We'll learn from it.
People probably haven't rated North among the absolute top of the Premiership fancies this year. But having played them just now, do you think that they deserve to be up for the top two or three fancies for this year?
Yeah, well, there's one thing that doesn't lie is wins and losses, and their record is outstanding. So, they deserve the credit because they've worked hard and got results. They can only play who they face, and they're getting results.
So you got another big test against Geelong next week.
There's not a game we don't look forward to. again, another challenge. We'll look at Geelong strongly, find a strategy that we think will work, and then try and implement. The challenge is to try and implement the strategy for four quarters. We need to be a little more consistent than we were tonight.
How do you try and maintain, I guess, an even keel when you do go through those troughs, as you said, will happen?
Yeah, we handled that really well, I thought, particularly in the first four rounds. We had four losses and then four wins. So I've used the word a few times, so I'm being repetitious. It's equilibrium. Look at what you did well. Acknowledge it. Don't hide from that, because it's easy not to do that when you win. And the areas you need to improve on, show and challenge. I don't think it needs to be a lot more complicated than that. It's never as bad as it seems. It's never as good as it seems. And we're probably going to have some ups and lows in the next few years. We know that.
Thanks,
thank you.